Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sweeney is with us.
And his report is brought to you by Interstate Battery, distributors of New York and Connecticut. Every battery for every need. By Papa John's, better ingredients, better pizza, the preferred pizza of New York baseball. By Foxwoods Resort Casino, less than 2 hours from Midtown. And by your Mercedes Tri-State dealers. Sweeney, how are you?
What's up, Sweeney?
I'm wonderful, fellas. How you doing?
Good. We're doing good, Sweeney. Not as good as the Yankees, even though they've lost two in a row.
Joe, I know you're doing good. You're just counting off the days till you get
Well, I did. They got a little two-game mini losing streak, but I'm
worried.
No.
I heard you call it a lock the other day.
I feel pretty good about it. I mean,
worries are over. I heard you call it a lock.
Well, do you?
I'm very confident.
Never called anything a lock in your life.
No.
Well, the Jets not winning the Super Bowl is a lock.
You understand? This is not my team. We're dealing with one of my teams here. You know what I'm saying? I didn't bet the Mets over 89.5. Thank God I didn't do that. You know,
Sweeney, you did something interesting that I was looking at. Yes, you did. And it had me thinking.
Okay.
I think it was you. If it wasn't you, I'm going to feel like a moron. But whatever.
Okay.
I think you took a picture of tweets that were sent out after that Yankee game last night by a couple of people.
Yes, they did.
Okay, this was you. One of which was Chris Moore,
mm-hmm.
who is a Yankee fan, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
One of which is Bob Papa, mm-hmm. the voice of
yep.
the Giants.
Let me guess the other
yep.
one.
And who is I forgot who the third
Francesa?
Was.
Francesa?
I don't remember who the third one was.
I don't remember either. I feel bad now. Yeah. But
wasn't Mike at the game last night?
Now you need 2 out of 3. I'm going to slight whoever it is. I'd have to go back and
Wasn't Mike at the game last night?
I have no idea.
I thought he was.
I was in a building.
Let's see. The third one was.
Yeah, let's give this person some love, whoever it is.
Yeah, hold on. I think I All lost right. it. Here it is. There's four. It was Anthony McCarron.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Bob right. Papa, Chris Moore, and the fourth one was just like the Yankees tweet that said the final score.
Okay.
Yep. Oh, I see.
Okay. And what Sweeney did with all those tweets is all of them took a very positive take, saying, hey, it was a tough loss, but life is good. They're very exciting.
Life
is great. And I respect it. I understand it. And I think the Yankees are in great shape. And I'd be giddy if I'm a Yankee fan. With all that said, I was saying this to Dove off air. I don't care if my team lost 12 games in a row. If I lose a game on a play at the plate and also a game in which I had a lot of opportunities to win and I couldn't take advantage of it,
yep.
I don't think I'd be as jovial as those guys were.
And it's not even jovial. First of all, I think it's the fact that, you know, you lost two in a row for the first time in like a month. You know, I think the idea also is that you lost to a guy who might win his second Cy Young in 3 years. By the way, he's starting. That is responsible for all the opportunities that you missed. And the play at the plate, listen, you had your best hitter up. You had one of your fastest runners on base. You take the chance, and sometimes you can do everything right and still not win.
Sure.
And I think that's, on that play specifically, I think that's a lot of what happened. Ball was, you know, if the ball was hit 5 more feet to the right, and Marisnik has to go an extra couple of steps to get it, you know, that makes a difference. It wasn't a great throw, but McCann did a really nice job because he had to move back to his left a little bit and then come back to make the tag. And that late move, I think, maybe altered Ellsbury's path just the slightest. McCann did a nice job of getting it and then cutting off the plate once he got the ball. They're a good team, too. The Astros are off to the best
Very
start
talented.
In their
yeah.
history.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have never
they got a lot of guys.
Gotten off to a 35-game start like they have right now. So you've got to look at this as the way I framed it after the game last night is I know this was a tough game to lose. I'm not ready to frame this individual loss until I see how they come out of this series. If they've lost 3 out of 4 or swept, or if they're even, or if they come back to win 3, that'll really shape how I look at this series because of who you're facing.
Now, I thought one of the big takes out of last night positive was Pineda, who I thought pitched very well again, and really mm-hmm. for the most part this year has pitched well. He's been much more good than bad this year, no question about that. I think that's the big take out of this game in spite of the loss, Sweeney.
Correct. You know, one of the few opportunities where he falls behind a hitter, he falls behind a guy who's owned him in his brief time as Carlos Correa, and he smacks a 2-run homer to the opposite field. You know, other than that, you know, he didn't really get banged up too badly. I think that is a positive. The thing I keep coming back to with Pineda is I've seen him be really good. And there was a time where all I saw was him be good. You just didn't see him healthy enough to stay on the field. Last year was a much different story. So I've, and even 2 years ago, you know, I've seen him be good in spurts. You need to see him be good for a long period of time, meaning like a 30-start season. And, you know, this is a good stretch for him. I think it's six starts in a row now where he's given up no more than three runs. And the Yankees are 5-2 in the games that he started. I think you would have taken that when the season started.
I think Girardi, it's a tough job, but it's also really cool when you've got four guys for three spots and they're all performing with Ellsbury, Gardner, Judge, and Aaron Hicks. And he's done a very good job of getting all of them in there. Like last night, Brett Gardner sat. He came up as a pinch hitter late. Has he given thought? And I actually asked this to Susan a couple of days ago. Has Girardi and Will Girardi give thought to playing more of Matt Holliday at first base so you can DH one of those four guys we mentioned and actually get all four of them on the field at the same time or in the lineup at the same time? And that would obviously be at the expense of Chris Carter. Is that a possibility?
I think, listen, if the playoffs started tomorrow and you're making out a lineup for game one of the playoffs and you see, you know, you have Greg Bird injured and Chris Carter not hitting, then I think maybe you're more apt to think of something like that. I think the idea Girardi would probably be leaning, though, was to try to get everybody going, and knowing that as bad as Chris Carter has been, his reputation is a guy who can go on a streak.
Yeah, he can get hot, that's for sure.
Right. It's not like he's a, you know, he's a lifetime hitter who's got a bad average, has a lot of home runs. Those home runs come in bunches when he hits them. You know, the Astros people were telling me that they don't make the playoffs 2 years ago. If he doesn't have the – go look up the September yet. He hit 320, I think, with six or eight home runs in September as they got that wild card spot, which they eliminated the Yankees in the one game at the stadium. So that's the type of streak that Carter can get on, and you have to wait for it. It looks awful right now, and it's painful to watch. You're not really – think about it. You've gotten zero from first base all year long. Zero from first base, and you are where you are. I don't think that's an option, what you're talking about, Evan, because I don't think Holliday is very good at first base. He's passable there if you want to play him there for six innings and take him out.
Right.
I think the idea, though, with the outfielders is you've got it going pretty good now. It's actually working perfectly. Don't mess with it. You know, you're rotating Hicks around for the different guys. You've got four guys, three spots. Every one of them is actually performing pretty well.
They all are. It's true, yeah.
I don't think you should mess with that at all.
Sweeney, of course, so with us. You know, I was very surprised last night with that catcher's interference, and I didn't realize that Ellsbury had, like he's like one away from the all-time record. Pete
Correct.
Rose has the record. I guess it's 29 catcher's interferences. I mean, that's mind-boggling.
Very, very
that's a lot.
Very soon, Ellsbury will be the hit the mitt king. I think he should copyright that.
That's unbelievable.
Sweeney, have you gotten word yet? Will they stop the game and have a ceremony?
Yeah. Well, I think the crowd is going to be electrified every time he comes to bat.
Oh, absolutely.
You just never know. This could be history in the making.
He did pick a good moment for it last night, though. Bases loaded, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm actually frankly surprised that it's happening as much as it is this year, because one of the things that Alan Cockrell talked about before the season was, you know, one of the things with Ellsbury is try to get him to meet the ball forward more than he has been and drive the ball more. And clearly he's still swinging late because he's getting all these catcher's interference calls. That's how you do it. He's letting the ball travel so far that he's hitting the ball almost literally out of the catcher's mitt. And that's why he's getting all these calls.
And he gets an RBI for it, too, which is strange, but he does get an RBI.
Did he get one? I didn't realize. I didn't.
Well, it's an error on the catcher, right?
It's an error on the catcher, and you would assume, well, he doesn't get an RBI, but he does. According to the MLB app, he had an RBI.
There you go.
Good for him.
Any way you can get it,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange. I've never seen anybody. I can't recall anybody else really, being this adept at doing it. I don't remember. You know, Pete Rose did it. Pete Rose did it 29 times in 24 years.
Yeah, right. He played. Yes.
If you call me Ellsbury, he's done it. I don't know how many times in the last couple of years.
The guys though that would be prepared for it because he does swing late would
be Brian
McCann, who was one of his teammates.
Yeah.
But he was
not ready.
I don't
know any way to prepare for it. You're
how do you prepare for that?
Hitting the ball out of your mitt. You know, what are you supposed to do?
How do you prepare for that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Are you worried about CC at all? I mean, the one negative, I think, at this point, Sween, has been CC has not been very good now for a number of starts. I mean, how about that?
I think you have to prepare yourself for the idea that he's going to have some bad starts. It just can't be, you know, six or seven in a row. If he stops it at three in a row, then okay. But I think what last year showed us is you're going to have some up and down spurts, and by the end of the year, if he ends up with where he was last year, 180 innings over 30 starts and an ERA just under four, I think you have to sign up for that. It just might not, you know, it might get there in a weird way. He's had a couple of bad starts. He has to turn it around very quickly. I think we saw the same thing at one point last year. I would just, again, I'll look at it the same way I look at first base, okay? If you're getting nothing out of it and you still are where you are, you have the ability to ride it out a little bit and try to get it to correct. Because, you know, when you pull the plug on it, then what are your options? Where are you going right now? Just tell me right now, if you're going to pull CC Sabathia from the rotation, what are you doing with him? I've heard somebody say, switch him with Warren. Well, that's ridiculous. Warren is so valuable right now in what he's doing because he's so good at it. You can't put a pitcher who isn't good at it in that role now because, you know, it's just really taking away from what is a strength. So unless you're prepared to put Brian Mitchell in the rotation or Chad Green or Luis Sessa and give them a shot right now and do nothing with Sabathia, then there's really no other option right now. That's why I think because they are where they are, they can afford to let it ride a little bit.
Are they going
to,
like, move Chance Adams up a little bit? The guy's got, like, a one. I remember last year he had these crazy good numbers. He's in Trenton, yeah. So I get it. He's not at AAA yet. But he's putting up another year of crazy numbers. Can they fast-track him? Maybe he's a guy who steps in down the road.
I'm sure he will find his way moving up the ranks soon if he continues to do what he's doing. Yeah, his last start was, I think, two nights ago. I could see him moving up the chain pretty quickly again.
What's the status, by the way, of Greg Bird? I mean, it doesn't sound like he's coming off.
He hasn't done anything yet. He's still in the 7 to 10 day window of no baseball activity. So until they clear him, there's really no roadmap for how quickly he's coming back. He did say yesterday he was improved. They haven't let him do anything, but it's just rest. So the swelling is down. So it appears to be healing, but it's not totally pain free. So you kind of wait for it, you know, and it's listen, it's hard to question that based off what you saw Mark Teixeira do a couple of years ago with that bone bruise that just kept playing on it and or not playing on it, waiting. And all of a sudden you found out, guess what? It's broken. And I think you have to be a little bit careful with that.
Now, tomorrow is supposed to be a horrific weather day. Of course, we haven't had one in at least, 10 days. So we need another one tomorrow. With that said, what is the long term? What would they play a doubleheader Sunday? Is that what they would do if they get rained out tomorrow?
I think they're thinking of that option. There's nothing has been set as far as this is the plan. If it gets rained out tomorrow, I think that's what they're thinking about. They probably won't make that call until they see how bad it is tomorrow.
And then also it could affect us. You may be doing a show. I may be on for an extra four hours. Maybe a day of a lot of Evan, a lot of Sweeney.
Rain tomorrow would mean Evan followed by me all day long.
Wow. How about that? Well, wow.
Get your Mets calls in early. Get your Yankee calls in late.
What's better than that?
No, it's actually going to be all Mets calls for you and all Yankee calls for me.
By the way, what about G tonight? Who's showing up for G tonight? Do you know?
I don't know, and I don't listen. I don't want to know. The fun of these things is somebody walks out.
A-Rod, your thoughts?
No, A-Rod will not show up.
I actually asked about him. I was told he's spending Mother's Day in Miami with his family.
Okay.
So
there you go. Good excuse.
I think that's the rub here. I asked for the show that I'm doing before the game. I asked if Dave Winfield was coming so I could get him on the show. And Dave is in Philadelphia for one of his children's graduation. So he will not be there. Winfield is the guy that Jeter grew up idolizing. So I'm sure there are some things that are getting in the way of people who want to attend and are not attending. But I don't want to know everybody. You know, it's kind of fun to say, oh, my gosh, look at that guy.
Right,
I mean, we know Paul O'Neill and Tito Martinez.
Right.
There's no surprise that Joe Torre, Mariano. It's kind of fun to be surprised. Everyone asks me.
I don't want to ruin the surprise, but I got a big person who's going to be there on Sunday. You ready?
Who's that?
Dove Kramer.
Dove, you going to game Sunday? Mother's Day, you going? All right.
He'll get a huge ovation.
Yeah, monstrous.
You get Goldie something for Mother's Day? No? You can't?
Come on.
You gotta get it.
Sweetie?
The surprise? He doesn't want to tell you on the air. He doesn't want to give it away.
I don't think she listens.
I'm not asking him what he got her. I'm just saying you're going to get her something. No? What do you mean no? I mean, come on. How many kids you got now? Six? I mean, come on.
That's why she understands I can't afford it.
That's a fair point. Sweeney, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Right. You're probably going to be on the air for a few hours because God knows they ain't playing.
All right, guys.
All right, Sweeney.
Sweeney Murray.
Be well.
Though you never know. Sometimes they're able to play through the raindrops. Yeah. Scheduled to be
a 1 o'clock
game. I hope
they're playing because that means the rain wasn't that bad.
That's true. That is very true.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.